Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Very honest moment from Major Garrett off air. He just told me he really doesn't care for Led Zeppelin, but this is all about his persona.
Yes, because Led Zeppelin gets me so much street cred.
It is. They do.
They should.
They do.
Greatest rock and roll drummer ever, John Bonham, right there.
Well, that is correct. He is way, way on the list. Okay, you've been a Padres fan your entire life.
Yep.
They have never approached baseball like they have the last couple of years, including adding one of the four best shortstops in the game for what we like calling the show Major Garrett Money, 11 years, $280 million. You're no longer the little kid down the street.
No.
You're no longer the Dodgers' little brother.
Nope.
Yeah?
And not only that, we offered Aaron Judge more than the Yankees did. He wanted to be a Yankee. I understand that. Home runs are harder to come by in Petco than they are in Yankee Stadium. And Aaron Judge is known and beloved. And look, if there's going to be a monument built for you, why not have it in Monument Park at Yankee Stadium? Come on. But the Padres offered more. That's never been true. They offered more than the Phillies agreed to with Trey Turner. So we were involved in every serious free agent conversation. That is stratospherically high altitude for any Padre fan. It's almost inconceivable. It kind of makes me, to extend the metaphor ever so slightly, dizzy. We just never have been here. And part of it is because it is now economically true. It was notionally true when the Chargers left San Diego, but it's now economically true. We're the only game in town.
Yep.
And we are not a small city. We are not a small market. And when you're the only game in town, like the San Antonio Spurs are in the NBA, you are a colossus. And we're starting to act like one. And that's important not only for what you do, but it's the culture you build. And the culture you build toward winning has to be reinforced by the moves you not only make, but attempt to make.
Do people realize how big San Diego is?
If they probably not.
It? Yeah.
Probably not. It's a glorious place. No one, I've never met a single person who said, I went to San Diego, hated it. Not a single person. It never happens. It cannot happen. It's a beautiful, magnificent place. It was a remarkable place to grow up. All my dreams that I've, in large measure, been fortunate enough, deeply fortunate enough to achieve, were born in San Diego, and I love it.
If someone says, Major Garrett, I need your most amusing, fun, memorable moment from high school.
From high school.
Something that stands out, because you talked about, you know, an example of this is a lot like high school.
Right.
There's a lot of other things. So your high school was, what's
it
named?
Madison High School, James Madison, High School, the Warhawks.
Yeah. Yeah. James Madison loved San Diego.
Didn't know a thing about
it. Big fan. Yeah.
A thing about it.
Yeah.
Had no reason to.
Yes.
Had no reason to.
But
James Madison High School, yes. Proud 1980 graduate. Graduating class of about 1,200. I was ranked about, 150th. So not bad, but not great.
Yeah.
Middling.
That's higher than middling.
It's okay, but it wasn't great. And my SAT scores were completely miserable.
Yeah.
No matter how many times I took it. That and the ACT. Terrible.
What happened?
I'm a bad test taker. I just really am. And I didn't take it seriously.
Yeah.
There are times in my life and there are moments when I should be more focused and I'm not.
See,
and back then,
that's how you get into Missouri. That doesn't happen at ASU. You better take these things serious.
So, yes, happily, back then, 1980, as a land-grant institution, University of Missouri, all you needed was a 2.0, and I got in.
Yep.
You know,
So what's your memory you want to share with us from high school?
So this will
what kind of person are you in high school?
This will infuriate you because it's so unbelievably, irretrievably nerdy. So I was the front page editor of our high school newspaper called The Talon. The Talon from the Warhawk. It was kind of clever.
Sure.
And I had aspirations for our high school newspaper to get outside the confines of the campus. So I spent months trying to get an interview with the mayor of San Diego, Pete Wilson.
Who would become the governor?
Who would become the governor. I tried and tried and called and called. No, 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 no. The mayor will not see you. The mayor will not see you. The mayor will not see you. I said, all right, I'll take his chief of staff. And they finally broke down and said, okay, we'll let you talk to the chief of staff. So I went and sat down at City Hall with the chief of staff to the mayor of San Diego. Now, why? Who in my high school cared what the chief of staff to the mayor of San Diego had to say about anything?
With this instant replay?
Actually, no one.
We used to hit this much more often. One of the sound bites we had was Nerd Alert.
Yeah.
We would be hitting it right now.
Oh, my God. Yes. Aggressively.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Over and over and over. Nerd Alert. Nerd Alert. Nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then, after getting that front page story, I got another front page story. It was kind of easy. I was the front page editor. So
I was going to say.
I knew a guy.
So the meeting was, hey, Major, great
I
stuff
interviewed
today.
The chairman.
Thank you, Major.
I interviewed the chairman of the county board of supervisors. Again, not a single fellow student of mine cared.
Who's your audience at this
Roger
point?
Roger Hedgecock, who then became mayor
Excuse
of San
me?
Diego and then was scandalized and infamy, then became a talk show host.
What was his last name?
Roger Hedgecock.
That's a tough last name.
Politics, man. He still made it work for a while.
Tough
anyway, I interviewed him.
Yeah.
Now, come on. What is that nerd?
Did you have friends?
Infatuation with
Did you go out at all? Dave, I mean
my girlfriend was the editor of the yearbook. So we were a power media couple on campus.
It's like
whatever that was worth.
The Murdochs.
Yes, we were the Murdochs of Madison High School.
Yes.
She was the gatekeeper for everything that showed up in the yearbook, and I was one of the gatekeepers at this campus newspaper, but I put in all sorts of city, county, government stuff, and my friend's like, what is all this crap?
Major Garrett is here. The Big Truth is the book.
You were going to ask me about mice.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm getting there right now. Dave Harrigan here owns a very large house. This is like a part-time gig
massive,
for him.
Yes.
Massive house, a moat, security, numerous maids. He now has
Two moats.
You need a second moat.
Yeah.
You do.
One's never enough.
You
no,
do.
I guess if you're in the moat business, there has to be more than one.
He does not have – let's be clear. This is a mice problem, right? It's not a singular – it's not a just one mouse.
No, it's multiple.
Mm-hmm. It's a mice issue.
Yeah.
And he does not know what to do.
I've done it all. It's been years and years and years. We've gone through all sorts of traps. We've had the professionals in. This year, let's see, you know, the old school snap traps that you'll see in the cartoons, those don't work. They just pick them clean. Use the glue paper.
Really smart mice, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, they're very nimble. Yeah. Very nimble mice.
They're AI mice.
Yes.
They're learning.
They're not real mice.
Yeah.
Caught a couple with the glue paper, but mostly they've just chewed their way off of the glue paper.
Right. Okay.
And then recently I had one of the live traps where they crawl in and then the little ramp thing goes up and they're stuck in there.
Yep.
I caught two. And the third one chewed his way out of that, and that trap is now dead, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you tried a cat?
We have a dog, but I think my wife would freak out if he even sniffed a mouse, let alone one.
I mean, cats work. Cats work.
Do they get in the ceiling and in the walls?
Well, I don't know, but cats are good. And I'll defer to the audience on this. But I have lived experience with this. We had a small mice problem in the house that my ex-wife and I lived in, and we got a cat quite unexpectedly. The cat just showed up. It was an alley cat that had been – it was a chipped cat. It was a cat that was owned by somebody, had a chip, was very well taken care of, but abandoned.
You reached out to them and they said, keep the cat?
No, they were gone. So the cat showed
up
at the house.
They abandoned the cat.
They abandoned the cat. The cat showed up on our back deck for days and days and days. I was covering the Obama-Clinton campaign during 2007, 2008, so I'd have these phone conversations with my ex-wife. She's like, the cat's still here. I said, what are you going to do? She said, I think I'm going to feed it. I said, well, you feed it. It's ours.
Yeah.
Just understand that. The first moment you put a bowl out, the cat's ours. So if you're going to make that move, go ahead. You have my permission, but we now own the cat. And that's how Sammy came into our lives. And
was Sammy the name before? Did you name
No, that was my ex-wife that came up with that name for Sammy.
Sammy.
Sammy caught The mice, man. And Sammy killed several birds, too. We didn't ask her to do that, but she did it. My only point is, even domesticated cats are predators and don't think they're not. That evolutionary chain is real.
Predators.
They are.
I don't think all cats are predators.
A lot of them are. It is innate, and they're serious about it. Sammy was cuddly, and as cats are, you know, they're mostly indifferent. They mostly could give a fig about most human beings.
I was wondering what word you're going to use.
That. Yeah. I was delicate. That was a two-step.
Yeah.
But they have a predatory aspect to them, and Sammy could be as domesticated and full of seemingly benign purring, and then suddenly there's a bird or a mouse dead on the doorstep.
Early in the 90s, when Kathleen and I were still together, we did have cats also, and one of our cats, Faldo, I name all animals after golfers.
Okay.
Would come in with various animals in said mouth, show us the animal, go back outside.
Go back outside. Yeah, look, it's a trophy. See what I did? So anyway, think about a cat. That may not be the best solution, but I sympathize. That's a hard problem. I will tell you this: when I was in the White House booth at CBS, I started there in 2012. So 2013, 2014, we had a significant mouse problem in the White House booth.
Really?
CBS. Yes.
What did you do?
We used the old-fashioned mouse traps, and there would be literally times I'd be on the phone or trying to track something for the evening news broadcast. Snap! The mice would be dead, and I'd be like, well, I've got to do that again.
You should have kept it. That would be just great if it's sub-report and leave it up to people to wonder.
So this question was asked on CBS Mornings today, so I'll ask it around here. So a mouse is killed in an old-fashioned snap trap.
Yep.
Is that trap reused or thrown out?
I reuse it unless there's blood on it.
Okay. Chad?
Reuse, baby. In fact, I'd leave the blood on there just to say, guess what's going to happen?
Exactly.
Come on over.
It's like a head on a pike.
Yeah.
Beware.
How about you?
Reuse it. Yeah. Clean it, reuse it. Yeah.
I mean, who needs another? I mean, how many do you need to buy?
Yeah.
Well, I've got about 15, and none of them work anymore.
All right, we have to say goodbye.
Did you try peanut butter?
Yes. Peanut butter on all of them.
And they picked them all clean.
They love the peanut butter. They don't get trapped.
Wow.
Creamy or chunky?
Chunky.
For sure.
Heavier.
For you. For you.
I was talking about the mice. Yeah, always chunky.
Maybe
chunky.
That's the problem. I've been using creamy.
No, chunky for me, too. Yeah.
Yeah. This guy likes creamy.
Look, they're both fine, but if I have a choice, chunky.
It's just not.
Chunky.
We have to say goodbye.
We do? All right. Yes. All right.
Yeah. He's getting a ride. He's got a big wig ride. And no invite.
It's a car.
And no invite to dinner last night. No invite.
Almond Joy. They're great.
Ugh, if they had Almond Joy, I'm glad I wasn't invited. The big truth.
Almond Joy.
Upholding democracy in the age of the big lie. Don't ever buy the book if you love Almond Joy. Okay, outside of that. Thank you, Major.
It's been a slice. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.